This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a charge sheet against Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and others on charges of money laundering in the National Herald case. Special Judge Vishal Gogne examined the charge sheet and posted the matter for further proceedings on April the 25th. The charge sheet also names Congress leader Sam Pitroda and Suman Dubey as accused persons. The Enforcement Directorate today questioned Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with its money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Earlier in the morning, Mr. Vadra reached the ED office in the national capital to appear before the agency. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, today emphasized the significance of infrastructure development for the country and set a goal to expedite highway construction to a rate of 100 kilometers per day, addressing the All India Management Association's 10th National Leadership Conclave. He stated that within the next 18 months, the country's road infrastructure will surpass that of the United States of America.
अभी मैंने घोषणा की पार्लियामेंट में इसी सेशन में कि हम 25,000 किलोमीटर 2-4 लेन बनाएंगे और जो टेक्नोलॉजी की बात है वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. कॉस्ट ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को कम करना और क्वालिटी ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को इम्प्रूव करना और वेस्ट मटेरियल का यूज करना इको फ्रेंडली, इस पर हमारे इम्फोसिस है. मैं 100 किलोमीटर पर डे ये टारगेट रखकर काम कर रहा हूँ. और जहां तक देश की बात है कि 1.5 साल में अमेरिकन नेशनल हाईवे से हमारे हाईवे अच्छे बनेंगे, ये मैं आपको विश्वास दिला सकता
हूँ. Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said the Waqf Amendment Act is part of the central government policy to protect the rights of the people and to prevent anyone illegally grabbing the land of any citizen of the country. Speaking to media in Kochi, Mr. Rijiju said the opposition is misleading the people and the Waqf Amendment Act is not targeting any community, and many Muslim organizations have come forward in support of the law.
Campaign going on to set a narrative that the central government is working against Muslim community. No, we are here to correct the mistakes done in the past and to provide justice to the needy people. Let me also remind that it is not only other communities, not only Christian communities, but crores and crores of Muslim women, the poor Muslims.
The Delhi government has issued notices to all schools in the national capital against complaints of exorbitant fees and harassment of parents and students. Talking to media in New Delhi, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today said the state government will not tolerate any such actions.
लगातार कुछ स्कूलों से पेरेंट्स मुझसे आके मिल रहे हैं और वो अपनी समस्याएं बता रहे हैं. किसी भी स्कूल को ये कतई अधिकार नहीं है कि वो किसी पेरेंट्स को या बच्चों को हैरेस करे, तंग करे या स्कूल से निकालने की धमकी दे या फी हाइक करे. इसके लिए नियम कायदे कानून है जिनकी अनुपालना जो है वो बहुत जरूरी है. यदि कोई भी स्कूल इस तरीके से करता हुआ पाया जाएगा तो उसको अपने आप भुगतना पड़ेगा. और उन सभी स्कूलों की जिनके बारे में कंप्लेंट आ रही है, आज उन सभी को नोटिसेज इश्यू किए जा रहे हैं और उनको इसकी जवाबदेही तय करनी पड़ेगी और अदरवाइज उनको रिजल्ट खुद ही भुगतने पड़ेंगे.
द बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटी इंडिसेस टुडे सर्ज्ड ओवर 2% अमिड पॉजिटिव ग्लोबल क्यूज फॉलोइंग टेम्पररी टैरिफ रिलीफ on electronic goods by the US and hopes for additional tariff exemptions for the auto sector. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, surged 1,578 points to close at 76,735. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, rose 500 points to settle at 23,329. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has said the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Director General of IMD Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra said above normal seasonal rainfall is very likely over most parts of the country. In IPL T20 cricket today, Punjab Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.